This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department, along with the attorneys general of 11 U.S. states on Tuesday, brought a massive antitrust lawsuit against Google. The lawsuit accuses the tech giant of maintaining illegal monopolies over search and search advertising on the Internet. The action was widely expected. It's considered the most significant antitrust case since 1998, when the Justice Department sued Microsoft for its monopoly of the software market. In a statement, Google chief legal officer Kent Walker called the lawsuit, quote, deeply flawed. He said in a blog post that people use Google because they choose to, not because they can't find alternatives. He said the lawsuit would do nothing to help consumers, but instead would prop up lower quality search options. Google's parent company, Alphabet Incorporated, is a $1 trillion company based in California. California, with revenues of $162 billion last year. Google accounts for nearly 90% of all search queries in the United States. Attorney General William Barr said the lawsuit is not tied to conservative concern over content moderation and censorship by online platforms. In recent years, President Donald Trump and Republicans have accused Google and other online platforms of silencing conservative viewpoints. The Google lawsuit stems from a year-long investigation that also examined three other tech giants, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook. The fiancé of slain Washington Post opinion columnist Jamal Khashoggi has filed a civil case against Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in a Washington, D.C. court. The case claims bin Salman and other Saudi officials saw Khashoggi's actions as an existential threat to their interests. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials reported Tuesday that Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans have been dying from COVID-19 at higher rates than white Americans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit the United States, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But for minorities, the jump was much starker. Deaths of African Americans were up just under 33%. Asian American deaths were up nearly 37%, and deaths of Hispanics were nearly 54% higher than usual. The largest percentage increase in deaths was seen among people aged 25 to 44. The U.S. has now recorded more than 220,000 coronavirus deaths and 8.2 million infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Both figures are the highest of any country across the globe. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue. The State Department said the United States is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement, and Russia answered it is ready to extend the deadline through February 2022 while they negotiate a new treaty. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010. It imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. And the Oversight Authority for U.S. Operations in Afghanistan said Tuesday that the United States has lost $19 billion in Afghanistan since 2002 due to waste, fraud, and abuse. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, noted that the U.S. Congress has appropriated nearly $134 billion for Afghan reconstruction programs since the ouster of the Taliban in late 2001. Of that amount, SIGAR said about 30% was wasted or misused. SIGAR's latest report comes as President Donald Trump's administration presses the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents to negotiate a political settlement to permanently end the 19-year-long conflict. The Afghan rivals are currently engaged in direct peace talks in Doha, Qatar. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.